The pathway is narrow, but he leads me on. I walk in his shadow, my fears are all gone. My spirit grows stronger each moment, each day. For Jesus is leading each step of the way. Hi, everybody, and welcome to our program. This is Jose Humphrey, and we want to sing a Christmas song to start things off here that, well, perhaps it'll put us in the mood for a Merry Christmas. It goes like this. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Here is a song we love to sing this time of year. When I was but a youngster, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. I learned a whole lot different when Mother sat me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way. C is for the Christ child born upon this day. H for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer, I means Israel. S is for the star that shone so bright. T is for three wise men, they who traveled far. M is for the manger where he lay. A is for all he stands for. S means shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day. And that's why there's a Christmas day. Here is one of the most precious songs of the Christmas season, the Cradle Song, Away in a Manger. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Well, there's nothing like the old-time Christmas carols, and here's one of the best. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plain, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babel sounds the blessed angels sing. The next song we'd like to do for you is about the wise men. We Three Kings of Orient Are. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to the perfect light. Born the King on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever ceasing, never over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to the perfect light.
Mm-hmm.
It happened one day near December's end. Two neighbors called on an old-time friend. They found his shop so meager and mean, made gay with 1,000 boughs of green. And Conrad was setting with face ashine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine. And he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, I'm coming, your guest to be. So I've been busy with feet astir, strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kittle is shined, and over the rafters the holly is twined. And now I will wait for my Lord to appear, and listen closely so I will hear his steps as he nears my humble place, and I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. And he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start, and look for the Lord to be standing there in answer to his earnest prayer. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all that he saw on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. So Conrad was touched and went to the door, and he said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore, and I have some shoes in my shop for you and a coat that will keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart the man went away, but Conrad noticed the time of day. He wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more. A bent old lady with a shawl of black, a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to set at his table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were passing away. And the Lord had not come as he said he would, and Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness, he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me, where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. Again Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make this little child glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more, but as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray, and he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. Three times my shadow crossed your floor, three times I came to your lonely door. For I was a beggar with bruised cold feet, I was a woman you gave something to eat, and I was a child on the homeless street. Three times I knocked and three times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, Conrad, love is the best, and I was honored to be your Christmas guest." Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see you next time. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.